Vayter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Samach Beis. We get on Samach Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. First one, a line, Bishlama. We explained that the Chachamim, the Anshik is a Gadol, they figured out the maximum size of his Be'ach, which he said was 60 Amos long. Now we're going to try to figure out how they knew where it's supposed to be, where the location is. Bishlama. Ay, Beishlama, Bayis Minkrotsuoso. Okay, they knew the location of the Beis HaMikdash because its outline was still there. Rashi says, Yodan Shekhaz Gedola, Ma Kodosh Lazaro, Ma Kodosh Leichas, and Yikarim Tsuoso, Yisodos Hachomos, the foundation of the walls were still there. Ela Mizbeach Mina Yode. How did they know where the Mizbeach was supposed to be? Where was it? They saw the Mizbeach built. The great officer standing, and he's bringing karbonos. This is obviously some pretty heavy stuff going on over here. The heavenly stuff going on. Yisraelim, Shamayla. And yeah, they saw that happening. Rabbi Yitzchak Navchar, he says, Ephro shel Yitzchak ro'u shemunach basamakam. They saw the ashes of Yitzchak were lying in that place. Unbelievable. It's, you know, the Vayikeres Yitzchak and the ram that was brought, they saw over there. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmini Amar, Mikola bayis kulo ericho reich ketores. From the entire place of they smelled the reich of the ketores. Misham ericho reich evarim. From there, from the mizbech, they smelled the smell of the limbs that were being brought over there. That used to be brought there. Rabbi Yochanan, shlosh neviim alui ma'im in agola. Three neviim came up from Bavel, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Echad sheheid lahem al mizbech. Echad sheheid mem al mizbech. One was testified about the size of the Mizbeach, like we have the 60 Amos. So Echad Sheilem, a Makom, a Mizbeach, the place of where it was supposed to be, the location. Echad Sheilem, Shemarkivin Afal Pi Shein Bayis. They say they bring it even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't yet built. Right? And the reason is because the consecration of Shlomo was still there even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rashi says, the Kedusha Bayis, Kotcha L'Shaita, Kedusha L'Shaita, Kedusha L'Shaita, but we're talking the Bryce a little differently. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shloshet Neviim Alulim Alim Lagola, three came up with them. Echad Sheid Lahem El Mizbech, Lechem Akol Mizbech, Echad Sheid Lahem Shemarkiv and Afal Pi Shein Bayis. One told them, I'm sorry, I just read it too quickly. Echad Sheid Lahem Al Mizbech, the Al Makom Mizbech. He said both of them, those two things. The other one said, you can do it even though it wasn't built. And the Echad, the third one, Sheid Lahem Al Torah Shebichsa Shetikasev Ashuris, that the Torah should be written in Ksav Ashuris, a type of script and font. That's how it should be written. Tana Rabbanan, the Karen, the Kevesh, the Mizbech, you have to have the horn there, the ramp there, the base, the square, the shape of the square. That's necessary in order for the Mizbech to be good Mizbech. That's just, Imeinu Mizbech, Maruba, then we have a problem, right? Midas Arkul, Midas Rachul, Midas Komosa Imnachim. But the length, the width, the height, it's not Ma'akif, right? We saw that there's different sizes and different Batim injunctions. It's not Ma'akif. You know what I mean? Where do we know this from? The other things you have to have. Amar Avuna, Amar Kra, HaMizbeach. Kol Makim Shemar HaMizbeach La'akif. It's coming to say it's an Ikuv. When it says Lashem HaMizbeach, it says, right, that it has to be that in order to be done. That's what it says in the Pesukim by those parts. Elameata, Kiyor L'Rebbe, V'Soviv, L'Rebbe Yossi, L'Rebbe Yehuda, HaChanam La'akif. You want to say that the cure. The cure is not like the normal cure we would think it is, but it's a design according to Rabbi. In the ledge, it goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That also is ma'akev. Tichsiv and asato satachas karkov hamizbech melamata is the location where it's got to be. So it says that strip of copper mesh that went around that of Moshe. Anyway, uses this lashon that it's got to be, it's usually a hamizbech. That's what I said. We've a tiny one in the body, say, Ezu Karkov, what's a Karkov? Rabbi Yomer is a kior, talking about the kior, the design. Rabbi Yomer, Rashi says, Siurim Savir Lamaila Mem, so it's a, the Siurim, the designs of Yosef, Rabbi Huda Omer, Zah Soviv, that's the ledge that went around it. So it says, Hamizbech, you're saying that's my Akiv? And yep, it is. In time of the Nebraisa, Oseyom, Nifkim, Akarin, Mizbech, let the horn of Mizbech was damaged. Reviu, Bul, Shal Melech, Ustama. They brought a fistful of salt and they covered over this damaged part. Velobinesh, Kosher, Navoda. They did it not because now it's going to be Kosher. Ella shelo yirah mizbeach pagum. It shouldn't be pasnish that it should be the mizbeach looks like this. Shekol mizbeach shein lo carrying v'kavish v'yisov v'yiruah pasol. V'yosav v'yuda omer afasoviv, even the soviv. So we say, yep, that is necessary. Tana b'alem into the brisa. Eizehu karkov bin karen l'karen. What's a karkov? It's the area that's between the kronos, between the horns. Makom hiluch ragle kohanim amma, which is the amma for the kohanim to be able to walk over there. Did the Kohanim walk between the horns? What are you talking about? That would block them being able to walk. Elaima say, Umakum hiluk ragle kohanim amma. The amma was the Kohen's walkway. And it's telling that the Karkov was both the area between the horns and the area of the Kohanim's walkway. And so the walkway is actually right next to this area of the horns. Right, we just said that the Karkov was on top of the Mizbeach. It says that it's below the Karkov, downward until the midpoint. So since it's describing it going underneath it, it must be the Karkov was on the side, not on the top. There were two of them, two Karkovos. Chadonoi, one was his decoration and his beautifuls on the side. Chadukhanim dol nishtarko, one was the Chadukhanim that they shouldn't slip, and that was on top of the Mizbeach. Midas arko, midas racho, midas komosay, makas not makiv, umra mani, bavat shalo yifchasenu mizbeach shalso Moshe, but it can't be less than the size of the Moshe Rabbeinu made. How much is that? Amar Yosef, Amma, it was one Amma square. They laughed at him. It says, what are you talking about? It's back to him. Maybe Mar meant the site of the Maracha, which is, you know, the pyre. The top of the Mizbeach was actually 5 amos by 5 amos, but the place of where they put the fire, that was 1 amos square, because 2 amos were taken from both sides between the horns of the Kohanim to go and walk over there. So it ended up being that 1 in the middle and 5 walking around. Amar Leis, it's Omar de Gavir Rabba who yada my kamina. He says, Abaye. So he said to Abaye, Abaye meaning Mar, Abaye, Amar meaning Abaye, was a great man. He knew what I meant. He understood me. Kari Alayo. Right, those who like made fun of him. Right, because Abaye explained. So, Kari Lai, he said about them, beep, turn the page. Some of his name is B'nai Keturah. Oh, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. He called him B'nai Keturah. Rashi says, B'nai Avraham Atem. Have a look, Kizer Yitzhak V'Yakov. You're from Avraham Avinu, but you're not from, you know, you're not Zeri Yitzhak and Yaakov, because you're actually coming from Keturah. Oh, my goodness. The sons of Rabbi Tarfon's sister. Rabbi Tarfon had a sister, and they had sons whose nephews. Rabbi Yosef came to Rabbi Tarfon and sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and they were sitting there, and they were quiet. Says Rashi, "V'lo v'yomer l'midi," they weren't saying anything. Pasul v'omer, Rabbi Tarfon, he started speaking. Rashi says, "Kadesh Yidarba," said they should go and speak. Vayosef Avram, vayikach isho shmo Yochani. And Avram took a wife whose name was Yochani. Interesting. That's an interesting thing to say, isn't it? Rashi says, Milsa ba'almahu, to Amar, Kadir liftoch b'yam. He said something random, so they should start talking. Amar Leah says, Keturah ksev. What do you mean? It says Keturah. Kari aleyam b'nei Keturah. So he called them b'nei Keturah. Why is that? Says Rashi, that because of the fact they didn't know Alacha, they drove to talk about it. Sitting in their choir, the rest of it, like, if you know, then you would be talking. You're not the master of b'nei Keturah. Amar Abaye Barhuna Amar Avcham Amar Guria Gezirin Shasu Moshe. There was blocks of wood that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mizbeach. These blocks of wood. This is Rashi. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Tzarech L'Sadeh Barosh HaMizbeach HaMaracha L'Tamid Shel Shachar B'Kohen Echad L'Tamid Shabin Abayim B'Shnei Kohanim K'Tamid L'Tamid L'Beseder Yuma. So this blocks of wood that they set up, Orkan Amma, the length was an Amma, V'Rochman Amma, the width was an Amma, V'Ovion Kemachak Godesh Saw, and the thickness was that of the level that was used to remove the excess from a container whose volume was a Saw. Right, they would put something into this container, and then they would have a leveler that would put over the top in order to go out to take off all the excess stuff that was over there. And that was the thickness of it, was the same as that thing. Harav Yirmiyahu be'ama geduma. This is telling us, this is talking about a ama geduma, is literally means a short ama. Rashi says, a kitsara, shalo yatsu chutz lemaracha ve'akvo kohanim milahakif. Got to make sure it's not going to block the kohen from being able to walk around it over there, and therefore it was done with a shorter ama. Right? We know it's either five tfachim, or six tfachim, probably with the five tfachim here. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, now hold on 1 second. Valav hainu d'tanya. Isn't this the issue, right? Isn't this the same that was taught in the Braisa? Al ha'itzim asher al ha'ish asher alam is beach. The pasuk says that Bnei Aaron the Kohanim will set up the ola, and it's got to be the head and the fats on the wood, which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. And the fact that it says which is on the mizbeach, we learn out shelo yu eitzim yotzim min mizbeach klum, that the piece of wood should not stick out from the mizbeach klum at all. Which seems to say that we're not really caring about blocking the quantum's walking. It's just about that it's got to be that it's not sticking out at all. Tanana sam. Let's talk about the ramp of the mizbeach. Kadesh haya lidroma shal mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of mizbeach. Aruch shloshim u'shtayim shal rochav sheish esrei. It was 32 long, 16 wide. Minani mili, where do we know this from? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "V'shachar osal yarcha mizbech tzafona." He shall shecht it on the mizbech in the north, which on the side of the mizbech in the north, and pasuk is describing the north as the yerech. Yerech literally means a thigh. Which means that the thigh should be in the north and the face should be in the south. So the ramp was leading up to the front side should be in the south side of the Mizbeach. The fact that he uses this word over here, we compare it to a person. When a person lies down, his feet and face are pointed in opposite directions. So the thigh, which is talking about the feet, is in north and the face is in the south. Say that its thigh is in the north and its face is also in the north. Maybe both of them are in the north. Who says it's going to be one and one and one the other? Amarava, Rami Gavra Ape. Put the man on his face. Right, we're making a comparison to a person lying on his face whose legs and face point in opposite directions. So Amarle Abai Adarabba. Tarit Vosiv Gavra, sit the man up straight. And then things are facing in the same way. Amale Ravua. It says the word Ravua, which means something which is lying down or crouching. And therefore, compared to a person lying down, his feet are in the north and his face is in the south. But we need that for something else. We need that. The literal definition is it's got to be squared. We needed to teach us that. Rashi Shei Meruba V'la Agul, that it's round, circle, square, not circle, not round. Mik Shei Meruba. Frank the Gemara, does it say Meruba? It says Ravua, which means like lying down. V'litamech, according to you, so Mik Shei Ravutz, does it say that it's Ravutz, that it's crouching? No. So Malay, Rav says back, Ravua ksiv, the mashma hachi, umashma hachi. It says Ravua, which can be understood as both square and lying down. So the Torah uses the word Ravua and not Ravutz, which is only lying down, or Meruba, which is only square. It wanted to teach us both of these lessons. Beautiful, beautiful lessons to be learning. Okay, we have another source to teach us that. The Mizbeach was... the Mizbeach was the ramp was in the south. V'tana ma'isil me'achi. Someone else comes and learns it from the following. The time into the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Uma'alosehu pinos kadem. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, and that is that its ramp turns eastward. Kol pino sha'atapona lo ye'ela derech yamin le'mizrach, which is teaching us that all the turns you make should only be to the right, which is to the east. The ramp should be put in the place. Now, when the kohen goes up the ramp and he turns right, he'll be facing the east. And it's only possible the ramp is on the south side. V'yema, v'yema, ayay, v'yema. What do we say, small mizrach?
when you, let's say that the pasuk means that when you turn left, you'll be facing eastward. But all it says is east, it doesn't say right or left. So maybe it means, well, it's what makes a left. And therefore, the ramp could have been in the north. Let's look at that. Learn the thought there. The Tani Rami Recheske, Bar Yechizkiya. Yam Sha'asa Shlomo. This is like, there was a big copper basin that Shlomo built for the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a mikveh for the Kohanim. The Yam, this like, yeah, it was like an ocean, but this thing, this basin that was Shlomo built. Omid Shnema Sar Bakar Shlosha Ponim Safona, Shlosha Ponim Yama, Shlosha Ponim Negma, Shlosha Ponim Mizracha. It was resting on the back of 12 statues that looked like oxen that faced outwards, and the statues were divided into four groups of three, each one facing a different direction, north, south, east, and west. So it was on three were to the north, three were to the west, three were to the south, and three were to the east. And we learned Kol Pina Sha'atapona Lo Ye Ela Derech Yamin LeMizrach. We learned that all the turns that you make, basically, they should only be to the right, which is to the east. It's listing a particular order over here, and that is, it says north, then west, then south, then east. And as Rashi points out, whenever a person is facing something and walking around that thing, they're going to be facing it, walking around. If you're going from north to west to south to east, you're going to be going to your right. Says Gemara, but who mi'bari le gufe? What do you mean? That pasuk is needed for itself to describe the oxen. So imkain ponim ponim lamali. What do I have to keep saying? Turned, turned. Why do I have to tell me that? Therefore, it's coming to teach you this idea of every time you turn to the right. Everybody turn to the right. Everybody turn to the right. Shari Rishimon Yosef ben Lekunya is Rabbi Yossi. Omer Hoya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Question mark. Omer Hoya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Avir Yesh ben Kevish on the Mizbech. There was a gap between the ramp and the Mizbech. The top of the ramp didn't touch it, but there was a small space between the two. Omer Lo Yisrael Bekta Ratoi. Yeah, Tom again. You don't say that. But look, fine number. It doesn't say if I see so. L'sech ha-basar v'adam. You should do the Ola, the basar and the dam. And but it says the meat and the dam together. It's telling you this is a hekish. Ma dam bezerika, just like dam is by zerika, by putting it through throwing. Abasa bezerika, so the bus is by throwing, also thrown from the ramp onto the mizbeach, which is implying that there's a space between the two that you throw it to there. Amar lo, he says to him, shani omer omid besad ma'aracha v'zorek. He said back, no, throwing the meat doesn't prove there's a space between. I could just say that it means it's standing at the side of it, and they would throw the pyre, and they would throw it, the meat there onto the pyre where the fire was. Amar lo. So he says, back. He said to him, Avyosi says, Kishu Zorik Lamaracha Deluka Hu Zorik. When the Kohen throws a meat, does he throw it onto the inner part which is burning? Or Lamaracha She'ena Deluk Hu Zorik? Or does he throw it to the outer part which is not burning? Havyo Lamaracha Deluka Hu Zorik? One would say that he throws it into the part which is burning. It's not going to get all consumed in the outer part. In that case, he has to throw the meat because it's impossible to put it otherwise. So the hekesh wouldn't be necessary if all it's going to teach you that. So it's coming to teach you that it's got to be entirely that there's a space between the two, because otherwise you'd get burnt if you did it like that. So don't think it's just coming to teach you throw it, but it's teaching also that there's a little space over there. Obviously he's going to be throwing it, so it's teaching you that there's a space. Now there's another reason why the hekesh can't be teaching just that the meat's throwing it from the top of there, because Rapapa, Amaki, Dam, just like Dam, Madam Avir Karkam of Siko, just like in the case of throwing the Dam, the airspace of the ground that is going to be mafsik between the Kohen and the Mizbech, when the Kohen throws the dam, he's just standing close to the Mizbech. So too, in the case of throwing the meat, it's the airspace of the ground that's got to be between him and the Kohen, the Mizbech, and it's impossible to say that the meat is thrown from the top of the Mizbech, because in such a case, there's no gap that's reaching to the ground between the Kohen and the Mizbech. So it's got to be, there's a space, that space is going to be the space between the Kefesh and the Mizbech. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shnei Kivashim Ketanim Yotzim in HaKevesh. There were two smaller ramps that came out from the main ramp, Shemem Ponim LeYisod VeLaSoviv, that the Kohanim could turn to the base and to the ledge. It's all about the base. And they were separated by a hair's breadth, which says around it, which the mashma that the perimeter of the Mizbech should be not interrupted all the way around. Rabbi Avo Amar, Ravua. The reason for that is because it says it has to be square, and if the ramps touch the Mizbech, they're going to take away from the shape. It's no longer going to be square. It's going to be some weird shape, whatever it's called. Ve'etzich l'michus saviv, ve'etzich l'michus ravua. It was necessary for it to be read around and also to write square. Because we call ourselves if it was just said round and not written square, have a mina dogil miga. I would have thought I could make the mizbeach into a circle. Because we're chonar vua, therefore it says square. Because we're chonar vua, instead of vua, have a mina da'arch v'katin. I could have said that one can make two parallel sides of the mizbeach long and the other two sides short. Right? Because that could be otherwise known as a rectangle. Because we're chonar saviv, therefore it says saviv, that it should be equal, you know, so therefore it ends up being a square. Tina bababan hosam, the Mishnah and Midos, the ramp and the Mizbech together are 62 amos long. In fact, the Gemara, Hani Shitin Varbayanov, says, but we know that it was 64 amos long, right? Both the ramp and the Mizbech were 32 amos. Nimsa Porech al Ama al Yisov Ama al Soviv. It comes out that the ramp extended one Ama over the edge of the base and one over the ledge. So it comes out that you lose two Amas over there. It's overlapped. Beep, turn the page. Samach Gimel Omed Aleph. Amar Rebbe Berchama. Kol Kivshei Kivashim Shalosh Amos La Ama. All the ramps extended three Amos for each Ama that they rose up. Chutz mikivsho shel mizbeach, except the ramp, shayu shalosh amos u'mechso ve'etzbo u'shlish ve'etzbo. It extended three and one half amos and one third etzbos for every amos that it went up. Bizachrusa. And this etzba that we're talking about over here is based on the width of the joint of the middle of the thumb. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.